The Irish Times leads today with the line that, following the move yesterday by the NTMA to withdraw Davies' ability to act as a primary dealer of Irish government bonds, the stockbroking firm closed its bond desk, resulting in 4 redundancies as it raced to contain the crisis triggered by the record central bank fine it received last week. The Irish Examiner reports in its front page, meanwhile, that all of the 16 employees who were involved in the rogue bond trade in 2014 have since left the company. The Irish Independent leads today with the line that CAO points are likely to be driven up this year by an increase in demand for college courses. Catherine Donnelly reports that Trinity College has seen a 38% increase in applications and that a so-called COVID effect is visible in the number of students opting for medical and other health science courses. The Oprah Winfrey interview with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, which was broadcast on RTE television last night, generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Mail, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun. Worst royal crisis in 85 years is the headline in the Mirror, while the Mail reports that the royal family was paralysed with horror and dismay last night as Prince Harry stood accused of blowing up his family with his bombshell interview. For its lead story, the Examiner reports that 111 cases of investment fraud amounting to more than €4 million in losses were reported last year. Gardaí believe, however, that the actual number could be tens of millions of euro since many people are too embarrassed to report the crime. Cormac O'Keefe reports that many of the recent crimes involve virtual frauds such as Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. The lack of a police presence at street celebrations in Belfast on Sunday night, when Rangers fans celebrated their team's victory in the Scottish League, is covered as the lead story in the Irish News. Why didn't police stop Rangers' COVID super spreader celebrations is a headline there. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports on criticisms of Stormont's plan to exit the current lockdown by Professor Gabriel Scally. Back in the front of the Times, it's reported there that Ireland is set to receive less than half the deliveries of COVID-19 vaccines it originally expected in the first 3 months of the year. We're also told that delivery dates for shipments of vaccines changed on more than 20 occasions in the last 2 months and that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is not expected to arrive here until mid-April. Over on the front of The Independent, meanwhile, it's reported that NPHET is expected to agree to start allowing visits to nursing homes as most residents and staff have now been vaccinated. And finally, Fintan O'Toole has a strongly worded piece in today's Times about the Davy employees who personally profited from the sale of Anglo-Irish bank bonds in 2014. Right at the time when our wounds were raw and still bleeding, these people stuck in the knife of greed and arrogance and unabashed entitlement. Even after everything that happened, they asserted their right to carry on regardless. We know all the costs of impunity, O'Toole writes. If these individuals get away with it, we deserve the consequences.